think I normally use glad.
Proud.
No, proud is, proud again is a very common older expression, which I'm very familiar with, but I've never used it.
Okay. If you do that again, if you're talking to a child that's misbehaving, says, if you do that again, I'll blank you.
Whip you, thrash you.
Okay. If you're talking about a young man a few years ago, taking a young lady for the first time or so, and then he sees her a few times, what do you say they're doing? They're the process.
Steady.
All right, and what other terms can you use for that?
Dating. The old timers use courting.
Okay. How about the girl, her friend, her mate, the guy that she's seeing all the time, is called her what?
Boyfriend.
Okay. Anything else might be called?
Steady.
Okay. And she is his
girlfriend or steady.
Okay. A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, "You've been
necking, smooching."
Okay. If the boy asked the girl to marry him, and she doesn't want to, what would you say she had done to him?
Turned him down.
Okay. Any series of jocular terms in relationship to that? Any way of joking to him about it? Let's say it was a serious affair. He was just totally crushed.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Never would have said jilted or something.
Jilted. I'm very, very familiar with the word, but I'd never use it.
Yeah. Okay. How about, she decided to take him up on it, so they went down to the church and got
married.
Okay. How about some jocular terms for that?
Joined up, hitched up.
Okay. At the wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is called the
best man.
Okay. Any other names you might have?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And the girl that stands up with the bride is called a
bridesmaid.
All right. Now, some of the older societies, they had a noisy burlesque band playing thing that happened right after the wedding, followed them to where the couple got married and had a house.
The chivalry.
Yeah. Are you ever familiar with anybody talking about or having those?
Oh, yeah. Not for years and years, but thoroughly familiar with the custom.
Okay.
It used to be done around here. But
what kind of a custom was it done around here? I mean, how did it go about happening? What did they do?
Generally a group would get outside of the house wherever the young couple were and raise as much noise and fuss as they could for an hour or two. Just a harassment.
My grandmother says that hers, they dropped, with firecrackers down the chimney all night long.
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's see here. You might say there was trouble at the party and the police came and arrested the crowd. I was talking about the inclusion. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Okay. What do young people like to do in the evening when they move around the floor and they got a band going?
Dance.
Okay. Any other terms for that you might have had earlier?
Other than a specific name for the dance, I don't think I ever used any other.
Okay. All right. After vacation, I'm talking about school now. After vacation, when school, you might say,
is out.
All right. And then once
school
it's not
again.
Out, you say when school blank again.
When school starts again.
Okay. If a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up,